So we're going to start with Robert Velarde. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. Tough break at the end. Of course, conceding a goal off the set piece from Omar Kreem. But following a great first half performance, what were your thoughts on the second half from your club?
Second half, you know, we knew that they had to make a move. They had to come at us, or they were going to just bunker in for a bit. I thought Hardy had them organized with two banks of four, made it quite difficult. But we felt we were comfortable just shifting in side to side, waiting for little pockets to open up so we can penetrate and get in behind. And then we had spells where we thought, okay, we're comfortable here. Let's just keep playing. Then we tried to suck them out a little bit so we could get in behind them. They defended well. But it was us just, you know, giving a silly foul at the end that hurt us a little bit. And obviously, you know, I feel for Ezekiel because, you know, he's a young kid, 17. That was his first game. And I thought he was doing well. And it would have been great to get a win for the young kid.
Now, you still remain the only undefeated club in the competition, and you sit in fourth place. But on Tuesday, you're taking on last place team FC Edmonton. How do you prepare for a team that you might say is very desperate for a win in this tournament?
Well, so are we. We need to win. We've got to focus on ourselves. You know, we know that Edmonton's a bit of a wounded animal right now, and you can't take them lightly because they do have some decent players. And they're a good side. They've got a lot of potential. It's just not clicking for them right now. But it's going to have to be it's us sticking to our game plan and being on the front foot with the next match and making sure that we get 3 points and we finish games off.
Right, thanks.
Thanks, Robert. Next up is Marty Thompson.
Yeah, considering how much of the ball you had, and like you said, you're just trying to get that goal, but, I mean, do you consider that a maybe not a success, but what was the difference between you guys just scoring an open play today and finishing it off?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think in total we had, you know, we had a lot of passes. I think it was over 500. And that was us just trying to penetrate. You know, every time we tried to get through the middle of them, we had to come back out again because they kept on making it tight for us. Then we asked our wide guys to stay completely wide so that we could start trying to get down the flanks. You know, we put Wata in as well just to give us that, you know, bit of calmness and just keep possession for us. And we did that. I thought we did that well. You know, people think when you're playing against a team that's a man down, it's easy. It's actually worse at times because they make it very, very difficult for you. You know, they'll do things that they wouldn't normally do with 11v11. So, you know, they defended well, like I said, but, you know, 1-0, you're comfortable in the 90th minute, you're conceding a foul that kills you. And obviously they know we got a young guy in goal there, and it's everything that they did. They just wanted to put on top of the keeper. So, you know, once we conceded that foul, we knew it was going to come straight in.
And we just quickly heard on the broadcast there something about a substitute missing their socks or something.
It's frustration. But it's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Marty. Next up is Andrew Murray. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. I'm just kind of wondering, what do you think prevented more open play chances? Both teams had exactly 4 open play crosses in the second half, and York 9 had 26% of duels won. And I'm wondering if you know, you're kind of thinking now, you know, why didn't we get the team to kind of press more when you had so much time of being a man advantage?
Well, like I said, they made it difficult for you. You want to retain that possession because if you do open up, they're just waiting for one opportunity to catch you on a counter. So it's important that you do keep that ball. Yeah, you're right. I think we had six crosses, and I think 11 shots in total. I think four on target, three off. Is that right? Something along those lines. You know, but it was, you know, we like I said, they just made it difficult. They really congested the middle of the park and forced us on the outside. And when we did get in there, there were some good balls coming into the box. We had a couple of good chances there. Manu had another great little chance. It got blocked. You know, they had quite a few block shots as well. So, you know, it was they did make it difficult for us. And although we were trying to penetrate, you know, Ija made some great runs down the flank and cutting inside, had a great shot there where Oxner just saved it. So, yeah, we got into the areas, but obviously you got to finish them.
Yeah, Ija's a fun player to watch. In the second half, you also conceded 14 fouls. Is that just like a discipline issue, or what do you think about that?
That we conceded 14 fouls.
Because it kind of let them back into the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, a few of them are professional fouls. You know, once they get a bit of possession and they try to break forward, it's a foul. Obviously, there was a... Both sides started getting a little bit heated towards the end, and some fouls were, you know, a bit intense where you wouldn't normally like to see, but you know they were silly fouls, and yeah, they've got to be better definitely. But I think, you know, for most of the game, I thought the fouls were just guys going and playing hard.
Okay, well, good luck with the rest of the tournament. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. We're going to go to Michael McCall next.
Hi, Jim. Four draws from the first five games. I know, obviously, if there was an easy answer, you'd have addressed it by now, but what do you think the key is to turning those draws into the 3 points that you're needing going forward?
Well, I think, look, we conceded against Pacific, you know, just in the end off of corner. Today, we've conceded at the end with a free kick. We've got to be better with our man marking. We got to not give away cheap fouls. You know, come the end of the match, it's all mental. You got to be mentally strong and finish games off. You know, in the last few minutes, it's just get the ball forward. Don't mess around with it. And that's been the problem with us. I mean, even, you know, after halftime, as soon as we come on, we're conceding a goal off a set play. In other matches, and then we're getting into the 90th minute, and we're conceding again. So it's, you know, fatigue setting in, but we've got to be mentally stronger in those situations and finish games off. You know, because we're dropping points. Yeah, we haven't been beaten, but still, it's points that we're giving away that we need to get to put on the board for ourselves.
I think heading into this tournament, no one really knew what to expect, but with just 3 points separating second to seventh right now, did you expect it that it was going to be as close as this, going right down to the wire in the last few matches?
Yeah, you know what, we did. We didn't think anybody was really going to be pulling away because of the situation. A lot of teams got new players in. We didn't have any time for preseason. You know, you're four or five games in and you're still trying to adjust and figure out lineups. And, you know, it is what it is, but you can see all teams are kind of in the same boat, and that's why the table's so tight. It's not like if you had your preseason, you're playing five, six, seven preseason matches before you're going into a season. So with us, it's the same, and that's why it's so tight. And you can see teams are conceding late in the games. You can see teams are committing fouls in the box and giving up penalties. Just because, you know, fatigue setting in, it's a hell of a lot of games that we played over the 2 week period. So, you know, it's difficult for everybody that's here in the bubble, but you can see the parity throughout the league. And, I think if you look at the fouls committed and penalties that are given and set plays that are given, you know, the referees are blowing the whistle an awful lot, I think, because a lot of the times the players are just a little step behind, aren't they? And they're getting tired.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Michael. We'll go to our final question with Charlie O'Connor Clark.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy. I just wanted to ask quickly about the whole emergency goalkeeper situation. I'm just wondering, first of all, what happened with Nathan, and then kind of what you would even say to a guy like Evan coming in to just be the emergency backup for you.
Yeah, so we, you know, Nate picked up a little injury that we were monitoring, and we didn't want to put him in the match today because we thought if he went in and he made it worse, and we're going to lose him for the next number of games. So we had Ezekiel, our young goalkeeper, as backup. You know, I thought he was terrific today for the young kid. I thought, you know, what a great professional debut for him, and getting a draw at least for him. But you know, with with a young kid that came in, you know, it was more or less he came into the meet and we all said hello to him, wished him good luck and told him to more or less enjoy the match and embrace this moment because it's a unique one for him. Lovely fella. And then that's it. So we'll see if we need him for the next match as a backup or we'll see how Nate's doing.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Okay.
That's it for questions with Jimmy. So thank you very much, Jimmy. We'll do a round with Manny.
Okay.
Thanks. All righty. So we have York 9 FC captain Manny Aparicio. You know the rules. There we go. Hand icon for questions. We'll start with Marty Thompson.
Hey, Manny, we'll get to your goal after this, but I just wanted to ask about the intensity in that game, pretty much right from the red card and your goal. I mean, it just got more and more intense, right? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going into any of these games, I don't think anyone expects a walkthrough in these games. You know, with us only being a point apart and having everything to play for, we knew it was going to be a battle. And then obviously with the early red card and early goal, that just makes it even more.
I know referees are probably going to come up with the Halifax press conference, but a player sort of getting caught up in the moment, right, for both teams. Is that sort of your read on that as well?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about the red card, I actually haven't seen it over yet. I really don't know what happened. I know Joe was in a lot of pain. On the ground, so I mean, I guess something must have happened there. And then with the whole game in general, the same thing. I think, you know, they were fighting through it with a guy less. We were fighting through it because we felt we had control of the game, and then at times we just couldn't find that last little pass. But yeah, I think it was just, you know, part of football. It wasn't anything malicious or anything like that.
Cheers, thanks, Manny.
Thanks, Marty. We're going to go on to Robert Bilardi. Go ahead.
Hi, Manny. I just want to know the energy in the locker room when the game was over. And, of course, with FC Edmonton coming up, and Jimmy said, you know what, you want to focus on yourselves. You need to get a win. I just want to know what the energy was like after the game and how you want to turn it around for the next game.
Yeah, I mean, as you can probably imagine, and you know, right off the whistle and when we first got into the change room, you know, heads are a little bit down, knowing that, you know, we had the game controlled and we just couldn't finish it off. A little bit like Pacific. But then, you know, you saw us bounce back already. So, you know, maybe today guys will take their time, evaluate their game, watch over the game, see some highlights. And tomorrow we're back at it. You know, it's a quick turnaround. We have a game in a few days again. Like you said, against Edmonton, who right now is going to want the 3 points as well. So, you know, there's no time for dwelling over this. We get back up and we go play against Edmonton.
One of the other things Jimmy was talking about was fouls, just that, you know, sometimes wrong place at the wrong time or wrong foul at the wrong time. I mean, moving on in the tournament, I guess today, would you say maybe today is the best learning curve to move on in this tournament and to know, you know, when to give away a foul, when not to?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just learning how to see out those games. Same thing happened with Pacific again, you know, with the late corner. Maybe it's just, you know, learning to get the ball up the field and deal with it up there. It's just, you know, we are a young team. We're all young professionals and we're learning day by day. So obviously it's going to be a learning experience for all of us.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert. We'll go to Charlie O'Connor Clark.
Yeah, hey Manny, I guess we just gotta ask you about the goal real quick. Have you been working on free kicks in training, or just what was kind of going through your mind when you stepped up for that?
Yeah, I always try to work a little bit on free kicks. This past off season and preseason when we were down in Florida and even in quarantine we were doing the one-on-ones and stuff. I practiced a lot of them with Camilo, the goalkeeping coach, and Paul. Just, you know, teaching me and helping me with how to hit the ball properly and stuff. So, you know, luckily they've been coming off recently.
Good, Manny.
So we'll go to, we have two questions left. Next is CPL Fever.
Hey, Manny, fantastic strike. You got to teach me how to hit the ball like that someday. But my question is, in not just in this game, but in the whole tournament, you know, what do you think you guys need to do to create more chances in open play? Because York 9 was one of the teams coming into the tournament where, you know, there was a lot of talk about the offensive and, you know, the speed of the attackers that you brought on and all that. So what's your read on York 9 and their creativity in attack right now?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we haven't created much from the run of play. You know, that's something we are working on. That comes from, like you said, the forwards, but it starts from the midfield and it starts from the back. You know, if we're not feeding them balls and we're not putting those balls in the box or through balls, you know, they're not going to score. So at the end of the day, it's a team game, and it's the 11 guys that we need to be better, either more clinical or more composure when it comes to in and around the box. But, you know, it's things we're working on. It's things that come as you learn and grow as a team. And since, you know, we did get a few guys, new guys up top, it's just things that are going to come with time. Unluckily, this, you know, this season, we don't have that much time to work on that stuff, but it's going to come. I mean, we have all the faith in our forwards that, you know, we sign good forwards. So, and, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it's nice to see that you got a lot of young players that are getting minutes. That's nice to see.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, good luck with the rest of the tournament.
Okay, and we're going to go to our last question. Robin Glover, do you have a question?
Yeah, okay. I guess what I was thinking of has already been asked, but was there any overlap? I read all these tweets about, gee, that just went through just like Javenko would do, just like Javenko would do. Was there any overlap in your time with TFC2 and, you know, Javenko at practices and stuff? Or had you already moved on?
Yeah, my last year at TFC, Jovinko was there, but like you said, I played most of that season with TFC2. So I was up and down. There was a few practices a week I would be with the first team, but I was mostly with TFC2. To tell you the truth, I didn't really practice many free kicks with him.
Okay, but you've learned that technique on your own, I guess, over the years, right through from, I guess, 12 years old or so, you've been able to do things like that?
Yeah, it's always a technique, you know, especially as midfielders. I think we always want to be on those set pieces. And, you know, just over time, you kind of try to get better and better over it.
All right, thank you. Thank
you. Okay, so thank you so much, Manny. We appreciate you taking the time. We're going to switch over to Gareth Hampshire and Halifax Wanderers coach and player. Just want to remind everybody, York 9 plays again on Tuesday, September 1st at 9 p.m. against FC Edmonton.
Thanks, Mickey. I'm Gareth, and if I could ask you again just to get a line on the question, to use the raise your hand icon on the right-hand side of the screen. We are going to be introducing Stephen Hart and Omar Cream momentarily here. There he is. Hi, Omar.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, well played. Great goal.
Thank you.
We got a couple of questions already lined up for you, so let's begin with Charlie O'Connor Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Omar. I guess to start off, I'm just wondering what you saw when you kind of stood over the free kick. Like, were you going for the back corner, or were you kind of trying to hit Peter with the cross?
No. What I do normally, just like to put it stick and post. And, like, if someone touch it, like, you know, touch it. But, like, normally I go second post and I try to score. Like, I did it, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 months before with Montreal Caravan. And I thought, like, I could do the same thing and it worked.
Cheers.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. Let's go to Jonathan Briggins. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Omar. moments before you scored the goal, you had a nice pass to Bent. So just how was the team able to penetrate so deep late in the game, especially third game in a week?
Honestly, I think it's character. You know, being like one man down for 70 minutes and being able to like still attack in the last 5-10 minutes, I think it's just character. It's not technique, not other things than character and willing to go score that goal.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. Let's go to CPL Fever. Go ahead.
Hi, Omar. It's Jack from CPL Fever. And great game today. And you're a very skilled player. And from our previous chats, I know you're very calm and composed. And in this game, you won 2 fouls, conceded none. You had 100% passing accuracy. You seemed like a man on a mission. So what did you feel like you needed to do? What did you feel like you need to do? Because when you came on, the whole game changed.
I mean, I know that we're like 1-0, so I had to like push, try to create something, you know. So I know like I'm here to provoke fouls and take guys like 1-on-1. And I tried to do that, and you know, it worked. But honestly, like the guys were like working really, really hard. Like the last, I mean, I played maybe like 10, 15 minutes, but it's like I played like 90 minutes because we give like everything, and I think like the guys deserve it.
Yeah, you guys play great, and thank you.
Thank you.
Great, Jack. Well done. Any more questions for Omar? If you can just use that raise your hand icon on the right-hand side of the screen, and we'll connect you to him. Back to CPL FIFA. Go ahead.
Hey, Omar. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, ask about, you know, the whole mentality of the team going in there. What was said at halftime, where you kind of realized that, you know, it was going to be a much tougher game than I think anyone was anticipating from the Halifax side. What was said at halftime to kind of keep you guys in it? Because it seemed to me like you didn't just back into, you know, a super defensive shape. There were still attempts to press and to kind of create things offensively.
Yeah. Honestly, I wasn't there. So I don't know what the guy said. But what I think is, you know, we're 1-0. So just keep the score like 1-0 until like the last 10, 15 minutes. So the guys from the bench can like come and try to create something. So that's what the guys did like for the first like 3-5-4 minutes. They kept the score at 1-0, and when I came, like we tried to create something, and it worked.
Yeah, well, you certainly did that because both teams had 4 open play crosses in the second half, so that really, you know, speaks to your commitment and that kind of tenacity that you brought to the pitch. Yeah. So congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Omar. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
And that's Omar Kareem joining us today. Thanks for your questions. If we can get a line again on questions, just use the raise your hand icon, and Stephen Hart will be joining in a moment here. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Okay, let's get going with Charlie O'Connor Clark. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, hey, Stephen. A sequence like that in the 20th minute where you get scored on, you immediately lose a guy, that can sometimes cause a team to kind of crumble, but you guys didn't. So how proud of you or of your guys for kind of playing so strong throughout the last 70 minutes and ultimately finding the equalizer?
Yeah, You know, they showed a lot of character, and this team has that quality in spades. Even the players that come off the bench are coming on with an enthusiasm to make a difference, to give us a different look, to make things happen. And I'm very proud of them, and I'm also very proud of the way that they responded tactically. You know, not lose their discipline, not lose their shape, and we're still willing to attack.
And then maybe at halftime or the drink break, when you're down a man, do you kind of make a tactical adjustment to kind of like reel back the press a little bit, or was it just kind of go out there and win your battles?
No. We had to change, had to change the press, and I had to put the reins on Rampusad, a little bit, because I thought he was getting pulled out the pocket, and a couple of subtle changes to the wide players in how they would press and how we would be ready to press.
Thanks, Stephen.
Charlie, let's go to Michael McCall. Hi, Michael.
Thanks, Gareth. Stephen, this is the third match that you've come back from going a goal behind to take a point. And we talked about it a little bit after the first game of Pacific, but what is it about this team and the fighting spirit that just means they just never give up right to the very end?
I mean, this might sound like a cliche, but they are a real team. When players are not starting, they are in full support of those who are starting, and those that are on the bench are, as I said a few minutes ago, are willing to come on and make some sort of impact. But they have a belief in each other. They have a belief in what we are trying to do. And, you know, at halftime today, I said to them, if we keep our discipline, we could very well win this game. But, you know, sometimes you say things like that when you're just trying to keep the players focused on the game itself. But I just had a feeling that we might be able to get something out of the game.
And if you look at the table, there's just 3 points now between second and seventh. Big game coming up in your next one against Valor. And then you round things off with Ottawa. What's the confidence like in the locker room just now? Coming back, getting the points that you've done so far, is there a genuine belief in the team that you can make the top four?
Yeah, I think the confidence of the team has been there from game one. I've looked at all the games again. I've had a number of people have contacted me. The team has been playing well. You know, we've continued to create chances in every game, and maybe sometimes not as decisive as we would like. But that's part of not playing a lot of games coming into this. But now we've got these four games under our belt. We just have to continue believing in each other and stick to our game plan and play one game at a time. I know, as I said, it sounds cliche-ish, but that's how it is.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Michael. Jonathan Briggins. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Stephen. You were mentioning the halftime message. You wanted them to stay disciplined in the second half. There were a lot of yellow cards for both teams in the second half. So were you worried that maybe things were going to get a little bit more out of hand as the game got closer to the final whistle?
Yes, I was. I was a little bit worried. I actually had to, you know, at a water break, pull some players and have a stern word with them. Because, you know, when you start to think things are not, you're not getting the calls, you start losing focus on what the game should be about, you know. And, you know, they have to learn. They have to learn that they are not in control of referees' decisions. The only thing you're in control of is your own game. So I was worried about that. But, hey, we managed to get through it.
Yeah, and just a follow-up question. Omar came in and he obviously had the goal and created a lot right away. So, yeah, what was his impact on the game?
Yeah, I thought about bringing him on a little bit earlier, and then you know the staff was saying we should bring him on, but I thought Alex Marshall was starting to create some problems, and then I brought on Corey, and then at the right moment you say, okay, now is the time to bring on Omar because he has a lot of energy, he covers a lot of ground. At the end, he did it for us, and we could have almost gotten away with winning the game because Hakim had a chance that really and truly he knows he should have done better with.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. Let's go back to CPL Fever. Hi, guys.
Hi, Stephen. Great job for being able to get a point out of that game, especially with being a man down. But my question for you is, how they score was a kind of not great decision, and then obviously you went down a man in the next minute, but you guys showed great resilience in just not letting them score and not letting really dictate that game a lot. So what was the message at halftime?
Well, you know, at halftime, the first thing was I gave them some time on their own in the dressing room just to calm down. And then when I came in, I actually didn't say anything for a long while. I said, I just want everybody to be quiet and calm down and understand that you're in this game. You're not being outplayed. You've played 20 odd minutes. You weren't outplayed. And if you keep your discipline and we push the ball forward quickly, especially into Hakim and over onto their left back, then I think we will get something from the game. You know, they're going to make a mistake at some point. We just have to be ready to take that chance. There's not going to be many. And you know, I thought, as I said, Hakim got a chance. I didn't see it again, but I thought there was a penalty on Rampersad on the corner. We didn't get it, and I still felt that if we could keep pressing them in the last few minutes of the game, that they would panic. And we got something from it. Omar he stepped up and he placed it beautifully.
Yeah, great game.
Yeah, so I had a follow-up to that. There were four open play crosses from both teams, each team in the second half. Are you surprised that York 9 didn't take more advantage of you know, the kind of, first of all, you're in this tournament where teams are tired already, and then they have an extraordinary long time with a man advantage. Are you surprised they didn't take better advantage of that?
Well, you know, they pushed on an extra man in the front, and they were almost playing four across the front. But sometimes, you know, you look at that and they're running into each other, you know. And by sort of doing that, we kind of got a little more space in the midfield. Once we didn't get pulled out centrally, we found a little more space in the midfield, and we started to move the ball quite well. In terms of attacking the wings, and you just felt, I don't know how it looked on the television, but you just felt the last sort of 15-20 minutes of the game that we were actually coming into the game, you know. And of course it was on the backbone of some brilliant defending by Krsnovic, Peter, James and Restrepo. But that's what you need when you're down to 10.
Yeah, it was a great performance. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys. Last question goes to Robin Glover. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Stephen. Today was one of the first games where there was actually fans in the stands. I guess with the virtual stadium, we couldn't see it so well. But there were, I think, a limit of 50 or so. Did that give you a boost, thinking that... It's the island. They're the, you're the closest team that they might have been cheering for you. And does that give your players a boost?
That's good. Good question. I mean, I'm not someone that pays any attention to fans at all. When once the game's going on, there weren't that many people there. But they had a bunch of guys. I think it was Ibra's friends, and they were cheering us on. It was very nice to see. But I'm too occupied with the game. If I'm being very honest with you, I'm really too occupied with the game. And only at the end, I heard Rampersad calling the team over to thank the small group of fans that were there. So it was nice to see.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Our next match is on Wednesday, so we'll be in touch again this week, hopefully back up with a pre-match news conference on Tuesday. Thanks very much, Stephen. Congratulations. We'll be in
touch.
Thank
you, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.